Tonight on TMS PM, we make Daryl do a terrible thing to his body.
Brad and Angelina tie the damn knot already.
Joan Rivers is in some real trouble.
X-Men director does not have to worry so much anymore.
GoPro goes dog pro.
Twitter time and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the Morning Stream PM. Because it's always morning somewhere.
In the Utah.
Hello and welcome to the groovy TMS PM edition of the morning
we're
stream.
Swinging.
Yeah, it is kind of swinging, isn't it?
We're swinging here. There's way too many lights on for it to be the TMS PM show. I should turn some lights off.
Yeah.
Who's candles going.
That's right. I'm reminded of Bill Murray for some reason. Didn't he used to do that on old SNL? He was like a lounge lizard kind of guy. And he would sing.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about, right, it was Nick whatever. Like Nick Rivers.
Lounge lizardy name.
Right, but it was always Nick something. And depending on where he was performing, you get a different word after the Nick.
And that was back when SNL... was just getting going with like people having characters and stuff.
Right.
Well, I guess that
right.
was the second season
or third season. Yeah, because he wasn't in the first season. He replaced Chevy Chase more or less.
And I want to say the first season felt more like improv and less like zero in on a character.
Oh,
and
yeah, definitely
do it
was.
All the time. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a fun walk down memory lane.
Oh.
Hey, we got a show to do here. This Thursday night edition of the show brought to you by patreon.com/TMS. It's the extra show and it's because of you guys.
So yeah.
Thank you for
It's really not brought
us.
To you by Patreon. It's brought to you by our patrons.
Yeah, our
you
know? Patrons. Say, the site is a vehicle. That's it.
That's right. It's a method. It's a medium.
Yes, it's the string between our two cups so that we can talk to one another. Nice. I pictured two guys with crotches tied together. But anyway, it's good to have you all here.
At least protected.
That's right. But you guys bought it. That's why we do it. And we really appreciate it. So go support us over there. Patreon.com/TMS. Real quick programming note. Monday is Labor Day here in these United States. And we will not have a show that day.
We will not be laboring over TMS.
No, but here's the stinker. I was kind of considering it because you said I could go either way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so could I. I was like, yeah, I could go either way. So as my day went on, I was actually kind of thinking, yeah, we'll do a show Monday. Why not? I like to celebrate my time, whatever little bits of time off I have. It's fun to start it off with a TMS. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But then I got a phone call from a client who says, hey, we need to do that Kickstarter video shoot that you're shooting and editing for us Monday at 9 a.m. So that's the only time we can do it because the model can't come any other time. And we got all this stuff, these product things we got to have in the shots. And it's about the only day we have to do it because we have to submit the video by Wednesday. And I said, oh, well, you guys suck. So I was forced into it. And I have to do it. So I'm going to do that and I won't be here. So I would much rather be here. I'd rather be doing this.
Sure.
If the truth be told. Now I could have just said to you guys, I could have said, hey, no show Monday because of the holiday. Done. Conversation over.
No, but you want to show that, hey, you were all up for it. You wanted to do that. You wanted to while everybody else was having a day off, we would be here doing the show for those people who maybe don't always get to be in the live in the tadpole.
Sure. And the other thing is, I like full disclosure. I'm into that. I like the idea of being honest and straight up with everybody. I like to be a little bit transparent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to be a little sheer. I want you to see at least the outline of my wiener. So that's what I'm here to do. Brian, look.
Great, yes.
Look, forget about all that. Forget about that. Right now, we have a very important moment coming up. And that is, we're calling Daryl right now.
Right.
Not for Stump a Trek Nerd.
We're calling him in the PM. We don't often call him in the PM.
We hardly
this might be a first,
ever
right?
call him in the PM as far as I know.
Yeah.
This is our first, I think. Maybe he's called in one or two times or, you know, little Maybe. Things here and there. Mm-hmm. But this will be the first time that we've done this where we have actually, he's kind of on the line here in a big way.
More than one way for a change.
Yeah. And we're going to call this segment
Zert.
It's called Zert. And that's where Daryl is going to, we got to get the rules straight. Daryl, are you there, first of all?
I am.
Okay. He's at home on his Skype deal there.
Mm-hmm. Why do I not have video?
I don't know. That would be important. That'd be key. Although we could do it without it, but we want the proof that you're doing what you say you're going to do. And don't worry, anyone at home. Oh, here it comes. I see video coming. It's coming. There's a swirly. Oh, I see him right there. There is a side shot of Daryl by his equipment. There's a pink purse on a door. Oh, how many bananas? Okay, explain.
Two bananas.
All right, Daryl has two bananas. I'm going to zoom in on him here.
Daryl has two bananas.
Now, remind me the rules. It's two bananas and a liter of Sprite.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you've got to drink the Sprite and eat the bananas all within what time period?
Before the show's over.
Oh, I thought it was like, wasn't there some limit? There's got to be some limit, right? Hold on. Let's look these up.
It's got to be a little faster. So according to Wikipedia, and it doesn't give a time, it says the banana Sprite challenge is a challenge to quickly eat two bananas and drink 1 liter of Sprite without vomiting.
All right.
So the quickly, I think, is what we've got to work with here.
So I've got here, do you know who Glozell is? She's kind of very popular on YouTube. She had one of the best ice bucket challenge videos ever.
Does she know about dogs having brains?
She doesn't, but she does know about having 3 million YouTube subscribers.
Okay.
And it's usually her failing at like different challenges, like the one where you hork down a bunch of cinnamon or drink a gallon of milk in a half an hour or whatever, all those things. That's usually what her videos are. So I'm going to play her just a tiny bit.
Hello, this is Glozell. Is you okay? Is you good? Because I want to know. Okay, so today is my last day.
Here we go. Bananas.
She's super clear. She enunciates well for a YouTube star.
So she's eating one banana. She's trying to get the other one down. She's a lovely, attractive, you know, African-American lady. She seems nice. A little crazy.
Oh, is this, did you say Jessica?
No, Glozell is her name.
Glozell's what? Okay, that's what I thought you said. I found a Jessica doing the banana Sprite challenge.
Okay, the Sprite goes in. Here we go. Oh, gosh. Okay, she's trying to get the whole thing of Sprite. She's doing good. And she's going to hurl, I think. Yep, she's going to hurl. Oh, there she goes, hacking up the banana. She can't do it. All right, so
look what we've got in store for Daryl.
All right, Daryl. Now you don't have a visual on that, but that didn't seem to go well. And all I can see in YouTube is video after video of recommended views that say "Banana Sprite Challenge fails." Nobody's filming the successes. So it from everything I can see. Oh, I meant to look. The whole point is I got lost here. Banana Sprite Challenge. All right. So I'm trying to find the rules just to make sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, there's even a site, spriteandbananachallenge.com. So they've got a domain for them and everything. All right, hold on now. Okay, here we go. Oh, gosh, they don't. Where's the rules? Give us the rules. Okay, video. Okay, Sprite. Okay, here we go. Oh, great. There's no rules. No one has any rules. All right, so I think based on the video I just saw, that lady did it in 2 minutes total. Two or 3 minutes.
Glozell did it in 2 minutes. I just found Glozell's video, and I'm transfixed by the way she eats a banana.
I know, dude.
She's cannot look away.
She's crazy. You need to watch her cinnamon one, too. It is a hoot. She is really funny. So, Daryl, I think we give you more time, though. I think we give you... How's 5 minutes?
I didn't think this was a speed thing. I thought it was during the show, I eat this and drink
leisurely,
this stuff.
Just leisurely, and maybe a little banana just bite. Sit down in a chair.
An hour later, you finish it off.
Feet in the recliner. Oh, maybe I'll have another bite of banana.
Yeah. I think the way the rules, all the rules I can find state, quickly eat, it says.
Well, for me, that would be quickly. An hour would be quickly to eat liter thing.
Then you're going to have to really step up.
Then here's what I think we should do. We will meet in the middle on this. Let's see if you can do it in 15 minutes. We'll start the news and get going with our stuff while you're here, and we'll check in on you. You'll be eating. People at home are getting a real treat because they're going to watch you eat this as we go. You got to do it all on camera.
It's minute 30, and she hasn't even finished the bananas yet.
Yeah, I think getting the two bananas. Oh, that's the other rule, is you got to eat the bananas first, then drink the Sprite. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll get started then.
Yeah, go ahead and crack one of those open.
I'm normally a really slow eater, so maybe this wasn't such a great idea.
It's all right. Look, I'm willing to bend the rules even, because my understanding of it is that you could still be in some trouble. Now, my goal in life is not to make Daryl vomit. But in case in case something happens here, you ought to have like some kind of bucket or something. Or are you that confident that you're going to be fine?
Well, I was that confident, but not so
then
much
you heard the video.
All right.
Okay, I am just fascinated by Glenn. I've got her video muted, but I'm watching it while we kind of get this thing all set up.
Brian, this is why Glozell has 3 million.
I can see
YouTube
why.
Followers,
yeah. Oh, man.
She is really intense. Her bucket challenge is the funniest thing you'll see all day. You got to watch it.
Her ice bucket challenge?
Yeah, but you have to do that with the sound on later. It's a real hoot. All right, so Daryl's deep into his banana.
Lunch was not that small either, so I'm more worried than I was.
All right, good. Keep that going. We'll check in with you periodically here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, before we go real quick, a quick check.
One banana is already gone.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to get to this quicker than you thought.
All right, there we go.
Get to number two. While you're doing that, just
please tell me you've got you're the best.
I don't,
nobody's
dude.
Ever going to let you down.
I should have had that. Dang it. What's that called? You're the best? Or is it called?
I think it's called You're the Best, yeah.
You're the best. Do I have that? No, it's my best friend. Best. Oh, I don't have it. That would have been great.
You have Eye of the Tiger?
Yes.
You got Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, of course. Got to have that, right?
Oh, of course. Oh,
the tiger.
Yeah, you've got one cheesy 80s thing. That doesn't mean you've got all of them.
Here we go. Daryl is deep into his second banana. And
the second banana is deep into Daryl.
That's true. The banana is down his gullet. Here, I got to kill this jazz music. All right, we're going to keep that going in the background. See if we can't get shut down on YouTube for that.
Okay.
All right, Daryl. Well, while you're... how you doing? Yeah. Where are we at?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm almost done with the second banana.
Okay.
And a half. All right.
Now, the thing with that Sprite is they don't have 1 liters anymore.
Oh, right.
But they only have 1.25.
Oh.
That's all right. So just drink 4/5 of it.
Yeah. Leave the...
Yeah.
Look at you, math man. Sheesh. Just leave that... Yeah, that 0.25 there in the bucket there. Or in the bottle there.
You need to take a Sharpie and mark.
All right, that banana's almost gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, my gosh, two bananas down.
Gone.
Two bananas down. Hold on, we need a sound effect for that. I don't have one lined up.
I'm going to go get the Sprite.
All right, get the Sprite. Go grab the Sprite.
Captain Kipper gets points for putting pictures of the 80s Croft Superstars TV show, The Banana Splits.
Oh, nice.
The Tadpole, nice. So we can all sing one banana, two banana, three banana, four.
Nicely done. Way to
go. Oh, here we go. I hear the Sprite.
I heard it pop. Yeah, that is a leader.
Either that or we just heard...
oh, gosh. We got Daryl Crotch shot. All right. You going to keep drinking that? What are you going to do there?
Delicious. Yes, I will just keep drinking this.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. This is huge. Make sure you... Thing.
I know. Well, it didn't take... Glozell only had to drink about half of that before she erupted.
Are you feeling it, Daryl?
I thought you guys had a movie to watch.
Oh, his kids are there to watch, too.
Oh, no, the kids have plenty to watch.
Oh, they got a movie to watch, all right. It's called Watch Dad Yak Two Bananas Up. All right, so this is what I like about PM. We don't have any rules here on Thursday nights.
That's right. It does feel like whatever holds us back in the morning we don't have here, and I don't know why that is.
All right, well, he's picking at that, and he'll be picking at that for a minute. Let's do this. Oh, whoops, wrong thing, sorry.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's a celebrity, or no, what is it? Evening news. What the hell are we doing? Evening news.
It's brought to you by, are you on Vine? Do you enjoy 6-second covers of today's hit music? Help an up-and-coming musician break into the Vine music scene and check out my Vine channel for daily covers of your favorite songs. Search for Patrick Shelton and feel the love flowing from my silky smooth sound.
Okay, I will. Daryl, how you doing?
Still here, still drinking it.
How far down are you on the goo?
Not very far. It's going really slowly.
Okay, great. I think it's this. I think, you know, we're going to get some heat on the show for saying you're for not having it go quicker, right? But I would submit that this is a good kind of base level test.
Yeah, I think so.
And then we'll challenge some others to do it, you know?
And getting the bananas down first quickly, I think that was the, you know, that's the heavy lifting.
Yeah. You're going to have a sparkly poo tomorrow. That's all I know. okay.
Whatever you do, don't when you if you do feel like you have to throw up, don't immediately spin to your left.
Your daughter's right there. Blah. That'll be a memory you can share for a very long time. All right. While you're doing that, we'll check in with you in a second. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got married. Not while we were doing this, but they got married in France on Saturday. Pitt 50, Jolene 39. I didn't know she was that much younger than him. I mean, he looks young, so whatever. Yeah. Yeah. It happened at a private ceremony with his family and friends, and her family and friends. A California judge presided, so they flew everybody out there. The couple's children took part in the wedding. Jolie walked the aisle with her eldest son, Maddox, age 13, and Pax, 10, Zahara, 9, and Vivian, 6, threw petals. Shiloh, 8, and Knox, 6, served as ring bearers. You know, did you have to name all your kids after Star Trek villains? What was that about? Pax, Maddox, Zahara.
Zahara.
This is ridiculous. Shiloh and Knox. The Adventures. Daryl, how you doing? Oh, he's chugging it now.
Oh, I'm sweating for some reason. I don't know what that's all about.
I do. I know what it is. I think it's a sudden influx of potassium and some kind of whatever. I don't know why it even works. By the way, Archer's still ahead of Bob's Burgers by six votes right now.
Oh, wow.
Just checking in on the thing. Anyway, they got married. There it is. Cool. They got engaged.
About time.
They were engaged in 2012, I guess. So,
it's been a long, I wonder who the pressure was on that, right? Because, I mean, they'd been dating for so long or been a couple for so long that you wouldn't think that all of a sudden Angelina, you know, would put her newspaper down, set her coffee cup down and say, so when are you going to freaking pop the question already?
Yeah, I think at some point it said, I'm not getting any younger, Angelina, says Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. And she said, put your blood in a vial and I would wear it.
When are you going to make an honest woman out of me?
Yeah, exactly. So, because some of these kids are theirs, right? These youngest kids, I think. The Vivian, the Shiloh, and the Knox kids, I think are all theirs.
Yeah, at least two. Maybe three. Maddox was adopted for sure.
Yeah, Pax is...
I think you're right. Vivian, Shiloh, and Knox.
Pax is his own expo. All right, Daryl, how you doing? He looks real nervous.
I'm just leaning back.
Okay, all right.
Calm. So he's in launch mode.
I'm kind of nervous. You know, I'm
the launch position.
I'm kind of sweating now too, to be honest, because I'm freaking out about it. All right, I'm going to quit looking at Daryl for a minute.
Because there's quite a few important papers on that desk, and I don't see a bucket.
No, that doesn't look good. How you doing? Oh, he's shifting.
These aren't really important papers. They're just kid drawings.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
That's the most important papers you have.
Yeah, exactly.
They are important papers.
Be careful. Joan Rivers stopped breathing during a procedure and is in critical condition now.
Oh, geez.
Comedian, host, and icon. She's on your desktop someplace if you click around a little bit. Joan Rivers is reported to be in critical condition at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, where all the fancy people go. After she stopped breathing during a procedure on her vocal cords at a local clinic. The report came initially out of TMZ, which usually is right about these things. Sadly, they're usually right. Anyway, according to TMZ, Rivers reportedly stopped breathing during surgery on her throat and then was rushed over there. At one point, her heart stopped beating altogether. She's in critical condition. She is alive, and they're going to keep people updated. I don't think this has changed since this morning when I found this story. I'm going to just check real quick.
Okay. What's she going to sound like if they do work on her vocal cords? Isn't that the
I don't know.
I mean, isn't that her classic sound is like someone who needs to have work done on their vocal cords?
Well, what if they were plastic surgering them? Because she's had a ton of that done, right?
She's had a lot of work done, of course.
Like
a
ton of work.
But I don't think you have plastic surgery done to your vocal cords.
Let's see. Throat surgery, cardiac, skipping ahead here. Daughter's when it was on her way over there. Yeah, they don't know anything else yet. She's 81, so, you know. You're at a high risk when you're having surgery at 81. Daryl, how you doing?
She's going to sound like, oh, hi, what are you wearing? Yeah. Welcome to the red carpet. I'm Joan Rivers.
How you doing, dude? How are you?
Well, I'm still doing it. Still.
How much you got left? Do you have three-fifths of that bottle down? Two-fifths?
Two-fifths, I guess.
Two-fifths. Okay.
Are you feeling a little bloaty or anything?
Not yet.
Okay. Mm.
At first, it kind of felt like the bananas were stuck halfway down. I think they've moved on now.
just working it through. Just working it through.
They've moved on. That's lovely. All right. Well, here's some other news. The Jets haven't made music.
I thought this was going to be a sports show. Wow.
You know where they're from? The Jets, the music group, right? The Got My Heart Stuck on You or whatever their song was. What was it?
I'm at the point of no return. Wasn't that the Jets?
Them too. Yeah. I think that's also them. Anyway, they're a Polynesian family group that are from
Utah.
They're from here.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they're Polynesian.
Yeah, but they're from here. I mean, they live born and raised.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they were not from some island. Although they're, I'm sure some of their family was.
I'm sure it's somebody. Our crush on you, that's right. How did you know? Because I never told.
You found out.
Found out. I got a crush on you.
Isn't that them?
That's the one. Yep. That's the Jets.
Yep, Utah. Which is not that we're that proud of it. Let's see. Judge lets X-Men director Bryan Singer accuser drop his lawsuit. The former child model can drop his lawsuit accusing X-Men director of sex abuse in Hawaii and has been, it has the option of refiling it later, though, if he wants. He dismissed the suit. Singer has sought to have it dismissed with prejudice, meaning he couldn't be refiled, but also he also wanted Egan to pay his attorney fees. He's pretty pissed.
Yeah.
But the guy went ahead and pulled it out, says that he's getting too much heat from everybody, and now it's, I guess it's no more. Who knows? I don't know what's going on with Bryan Singer. I don't know who to believe.
It does. I don't know. I mean, it did seem to disappear pretty quickly. Yeah. And certainly once the movie came out and did pretty damn well, you didn't hear anything about it.
Not a word.
So
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, all of a sudden.
I feel like changed, I haven't heard the end of it. You know? I feel like we haven't heard the end of it.
Exactly. I don't know.
For good or for ill, something's going on.
Seems really odd.
Something's up. We got one last story, but we want to do a quick check in with Daryl here.
it's minute 12 here with Daryl.
That's right. Clock is ticking. How you doing? Let's see.
Looks like about half the bottle's gone, at least.
As the bottle gets wider, it goes slower.
Sure.
It's like a lesson in physics. So are you, conditionally though, how are you feeling? How is it going?
Feeling really bubbly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's a lot of bubbles in there now.
Yeah? In your guts, you mean?
Yeah.
If you keep burping, then you won't hit that fan up in the top of the ceiling.
I mean, part of me wants Daryl to yak, and part of me wants him never to yak.
Right, of course.
I'm really conflicted.
You know, you could always play that sound clip.
Which one?
You know the one. Which one? Daryl.
Oh, that sound? Yeah.
You mean this?
Oh, he's doing it right there, dude. Gosh, that's worse than the fake one. Oh, God.
Movies are really sucking lately.
Whoa, what the
heck? In fact, they're sucking bad.
Is that you?
Bad.
What is that?
That's not me.
Tom and Jerry, live action.
What is this?
No, that's insane. Me, but I don't know why.
What they need to do is go back and watch animation from the 30s and 40s. They need to make something hand-animated that'll blow our minds.
What the heck is
where
is
billions
that,
lie waiting to be made.
I didn't realize I had this, though. That was some ELR thing you sent in.
Oh, yeah.
Weird. That's really weird. Wow. What I meant to play was that, and then a little...
1930.
All right. Jeez. Don't laugh too hard. I want you yakking over laughing there.
Yeah.
Final story. Go. You know, filter. You know, GoPros, right? Puke filters, the pee filter?
Yeah, exactly.
The GoPro there, you got your little camera, right? You can do some fun stuff with it.
Those devices that I'm surprised I don't have yet.
Yeah, me too. I'm shocked I don't have one.
Yeah,
I keep putting it off. I keep wanting them to be like $80. I think that's my problem.
Sure.
It's like every time I see $300, I go, that's like a console. Anyway, GoPro has launched the Fetch Dog Harness. Oh, yeah. The harness enables the mounting of GoPro Hero 3 cameras on the dog at two different locations, on the dog's back and below his chest. The location of the camera mount on the dog's back will facilitate over-the-head shots, while the one on the chest will unfold a view closer to the action. What action?
Nice.
Anyway.
Yeah, the action of seeing how many dog butts your dog smells on a typical day.
Right. Oh, don't you want to know that? I'm dying to know.
Sure.
It's a new product for dog lovers. The adjustable device can fit any dogs weighing between 15 and 120 pounds. It's a nice range. The harness will enable the dog owners to capture every lick, fetch, and sniff from their pet's point of view. I think that sounds like a hell of a thing. Go check it out now. Available now. In stores now.
Let us know. If you buy one, let us know how it goes. Send us some video.
All right. Daryl, it got darker in there. Is everything okay in the room? It got a little darker. Everything okay?
It did. Maybe the clouds are coming, or maybe it's the sun's going down.
Must be the sun or something. While the Sprite goes down and the banana goes down, Daryl's like, all right. Well, keep it. Don't have it come up just yet, because we're going to take a break. Brian's going to play some music. When we come back, we'll check in on Daryl, see how he's doing. If I were you, people watching the video stream at home, I'd pay very close attention to how this goes during the song. That's all. Yeah. I just have a feeling. All right, Brian, let's take a break. What do you got?
Sure. This one's going out to Dan, who says, Dear Scott and Brian, I just submitted a request via email the day before you announced this link. And then a few days ago, Scott said that it would be better and more efficient to do it this way. So here you go. I'm requesting this because Brian did a Wilco segment on Coverville a while ago and played a different version of this song. But this variation is so much more rockin' or jazzin'. I randomly picked my two-thirds birthday because there is no birthday, there is no anniversary, there is no reason, only Zool. Oh, gotcha. Okay, so it's
nice.
It's the two-thirds mark of his birthday.
Got it.
Show, Dan.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Y'all right over there? Oh, good Lord.
That's what happens when you drink Sprite like a rap star.
Oh, that scared the hell out of me. It was so loud. All right.
Woo.
Anyway, sorry, continue.
All right. No, no problem. So the song he requested is called I Am Trying to Break Your Heart by J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound. You can find it on the album Get It Together from 2010. This is awesome. This is so dang funky. Mm. It's almost going to make Daryl want to get up and dance, I think.
All right.
I hope.
So it is
I Am Trying to Break Your Heart by J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound.
Here it is. Let's play it now. We'll be back in a minute to see how Daryl's faring. Stay right there.
I'm an American aquarium drinker, an eye assassin down the avenue. Been hiding out in the big city blinking. What was I thinking when I let go of you? So let's forget about the tongue-tied lightning, and let's undress just like cross-eyed strangers. This is not a joke, so please stop smiling. What was I thinking when I said it didn't hurt? Oh, I am trying to break your heart. I said that I am trying to break your heart. Still I'd be lying if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart. Come on. Na, 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 na. I wanna glide through those brown eyes dreaming. Take it from the inside. Baby, hold on tight. You were so right when you said that I've been drinking. What was I thinking when we said goodnight? Your heart. Still I'd be lying if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart. Break your heart. Well, I'm going away. You can't look for me. Oh, and where I'm going, you cannot come. No. Ooh, no one's ever gonna take my love me like you did back then, shoot. But I fell asleep and the city kept blinking, yeah. What was I thinking when I let you back in? I said that I am trying to break your heart. Oh, Laura, I am trying to break your heart. Still, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart. Break your heart, oh.
Well, that was funky. You were wrong. Not mm-hmm. wrong about the funky factor.
Yeah.
The funky factor. Daryl, how's it going? We heard a little burp during the song. How you doing?
Yeah. Everything? Why the hell am I doing this?
I don't know. Is it killing you? What's going on? Is it hard? Where are you with that drink? You're not very far down there.
No, no, it's more than half gone.
All right. It's just below the label, it looks like, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I think you should hammer it. I think you shotgun the rest of it.
Just that seems unwise.
Probably. I am of the opinion that the trick with this, because I think you're going to make it through no problem. I think you're just going to be fine. But I think the trick is speed. I think that's how these people get it.
It's the speed of the sprite, bubbles, I think, is right.
Yeah, the bubbles pile up and then they all blast out at once.
And it's something to do with, I think it's something to do with the bananas not reacting well or not dissipating well when hit with those, with the percarbonation or something like that.
Oh, I don't think it's the bananas. I just think your stomach can't hold all this.
Yeah.
And then when the bubbles release from the sprite, then it's trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, trouble or not, we forge forward as if blind by our passions.
Wow.
I'm making things up as I'm trying to find a thing to click.
Pretty damn impressive, though, Mr. Johnson.
I know. Well, what are you going to do?
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweet.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
It's time for Twitter time. Twitter time, everybody. Ooh. And that means tweets. And they're ones that you have sent in questions for. You just use a hashtag. It's real simple. It's a #, or, you know, hashtag TMS questions. And they're brought to you by
TheWeeklyBleep.com. It's your source for hard-hitting news, commentary, and, stuff.
Stuff.
Listen today at TheWeeklyBleep.com.
All right. I can do that. Daryl, how you doing? Always looking at somebody. Always talking to someone.
Oh, the kids are fighting.
Oh, well, that's not good. This is a terrible time for them to fight while you're full of Sprite and bananas. all right. Here's some fun talk for Daryl that we'll ask each other, Brian. What's your favorite sandwich and drink combo? Like Reuben and plus ginger ale, or, you know, like there's an example, but what do you like?
My favorite, I'm sorry. I was yelling at the boy because he's got his music way up loud and he's got headphones on, but he's playing something outside of those headphones.
Is this one of those? We're having like a Children of the Corn moment. His kids are acting up. Yours is acting up.
That's right.
I can hear mine fighting out in the living room over there.
They're all rebelling. It's like a...
This is bad. All the adults are caught unaware. Anyway, yes.
So I'm sorry. Please, please replay.
Let me restate the question.
That question.
Yes. I will use it in a sentence. Here you go.
Thanks.
Glenn Probst says...
Oh, wow. Heir to the Jeff Probst.
Right. Huge money. Well, a lot of used torches. But anyway. Favorite sandwich and drink combo. He gave an example, Reuben and ginger ale.
Oh, interesting.
But it can be whatever.
Sandwich and drink combo.
Yeah.
I like an Italian sub.
Yeah.
And with that, I like a cherry Coke.
Oh,
or a diet cherry Coke.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
That sounds lovely.
And I prefer the one at Jimmy John's. That's my favorite. That's my new jam right now is the, because we don't have a Blimpies near us anymore.
No,
Blimpies used to be my
Blimpies.
Favorite.
Yeah. Blimpies was great. We don't have one near us anymore either. They're gone.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. They really were the definition of loose meat sandwich, though, because, I mean, they could not...
Oh, gosh. That's terrible.
Thank God you got a pop filter.
Good Lord.
I need to replace that thing.
Yeah, go run that through the wash, dude. I'm going to go with his example. I love a Reuben and a ginger ale.
Yeah.
I haven't had a Reuben since I quit doing beef all the time, so I don't even know what that's like anymore. Isn't it beef? It's a form of beef.
Corned beef. Yeah, it's corned beef.
Yeah, I miss corned beef.
And rye and Thousand Island dressing and sauerkraut. There was a place that used to make a 52nd Street Reuben, which was corned beef, coleslaw, Thousand Island dressing on rye.
Oh, that sounds really good.
That's really, really good, too.
That sounds fantastic.
I prefer the coleslaw over the...
Not
a really soggy coleslaw either.
Well, it's because you hate Germans. That's the problem.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. You don't eat it without the kraut. How about this one? Like the original series Trek episode, if you could pick a time era to live in, to go back and live in, what would you pick? What would you pick?
1930s. I don't know. I actually think the... The 60s seem to have a lot of pull for me.
Yeah.
You know, the music scene of the 60s was, you know, great. Hendrix, the Beatles, the Stones,
how about the
Free Love?
Yeah, the Free Love, baby.
Clayton Ashbery, you know, I would jump to the 60s and I would quickly grab some real estate on Height and Ashbery in San Francisco before it or Height Ashbery. It's not an intersection of Height and Ashbery, is it? It's the Height Ashbery.
I think they call it that because they intersect, but I think you're right that it's okay. An area. But yeah, anyway, they went up. That went up in price real quick. So that would have been a good idea back then.
Yeah. So snag that. Get some real estate right there.
Yeah.
And just live the moment, man.
Yeah, man. If I knew I wasn't going to get sick and hurt all the time, I'd do the Old West. I'd do like late 1800s. That's very interesting to me.
Wow. Oh, well, yeah, you love the Westerns.
Yeah. So like a desert sense. Outpost somewhere. I think that'd be pretty cool. I also think the 40s are cool. That's what Tom Merritt would say is the 40s.
Rose Red does point out, yeah, the 60s did have a lot of racism and sexism. Okay, good point.
And but, war. Had a lot of war then.
There every were a lot decade, of, the 60s every decade has had horrible things.
You know what? I think you and I, we're picking from stuff that has other value, like cultural value. And so we're looking at it through nostalgic rose-colored lenses. And I think that's fine for this question. I don't have a problem with that. Because, look, the 1800s were terrible. People were dying left and right.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about sexism. Jeez. Yeah. And I'm sorry, you're absolutely right. It's pronounced hate, not height.
Hate.
Yeah,
what did you say? Ashbury. You said height?
I said height, Ashbury.
Oh, I thought it was hate. Yeah, it is hate. I thought you said hate. What did I hear?
No, I
heard
something I think I said height.
Oh, well, leave it to the chat room to nitpick us to death like a bunch of vultures in a corpse. Just kidding. Daryl, how you doing?
Still going.
I want that capped. I want that capped.
Still going. Mike, you're on the case. What? What'd you say?
There's about an inch left before I think I hit the 1 liter mark.
Okay. Fair enough. What you should do is you should pour that into an 8-ounce glass and see how many ounces it actually leads up to, and then you'll know you have 8 or less or whatever. And then you can do the math there. Unless you're too delirious with potassium and carbonated crap, yeah, and sugar. Maybe the sugar has something to do with the reaction people get. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Like a sudden influx of sugar is already kind of not good.
That was the thing in college with those really sugary wine coolers like Bartles and James and Matilda Bay, is that they were so sweet. That's what made you throw up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have some goldfish now, Daryl. Yeah.
Pound those down.
Okay.
It's now the banana Sprite goldfish challenge.
That's a terrible idea, though.
Have some? No.
Oh,
no,
she just wanted you to open it?
Just wanted you to open it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Next one up.
Okay.
Oh, here's one. This Daryl will enjoy this one. By the way, that was Captain Kipper, last one.
Oh, cool.
This one's Kyle. If you were to time travel and show Bob's Burgers, etc., to your 80s self, would you think it was funnier now or less funny?
Oh, wow.
I think that show, Futurama, The Simpsons, and many other primetime animated things, and if you start including like Adventure Time and Regular Show and all those, mm-hmm. They exist largely due to the fact that they didn't happen then and that they reference those times better than anyone. Like, without an ironic look back at the 80s and 90s, I don't think those cartoons do very well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, especially if you look at something like anything by Seth MacFarlane that relies so heavily on timely parody or generally timely
parody. It's like
parody.
Saying, would Happy Days work today, or would Happy Days work in the 50s as well as it did in the 70s? Well, no. Because in the 70s, they were obsessed with the 50s.
Sure.
So I feel like that's why those shows all have the kind of following they have. Because not only are they funny genuinely, but they're also making references to things that we all go, oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I used to go to the mall every week. Oh, gosh. That's so nasty.
How many cups am I supposed to have left of this to be done?
Do you have eight ounces? Is that a cup? Is that what you have?
I have a 2-cup measuring thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but those are liters, man. That's 1.25 liters. So that's
what's 0.25 liters?
We gotta do some metric business here.
It's freaking spaced points. I don't know how these go. Google will tell me. Okay, 1.25
is what it is.
Liter. Whoops, liter. Hold on, jeez. Quat lose. Okay, liter. L-I-T-E-R is right. Okay, 1.2 ounces. So that will tell us if 8 ounces is a cup. So 1.25 translates to 42.2675 ounces. That means if you have a cup left, let's do liter.
About 250 milliliters is a cup, according to people in the tadpole. So,
okay.
So I should have
our
cup
Canadian
left.
Friends.
Yeah, you should have about a quarter cup. Hey, wait, 8 ounces U.S. Hold on a second. That's I see. Just about 0.25 liters is 8 ounces.
Right. So a liter is about 32 ounces. You should have drank 32 ounces of of Sprite.
Yeah.
So you should have 8 ounces
left. If you pour that back in, whatever fills the cup. So if you pour that into the cup, the one cup measurement, and it fills the one cup measurement, and then whatever's left in the bottle, you still have to drink.
There you go.
Is that it?
That's what's left.
Oh, then you've totally done it. There's no way that's a cup.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to just drink it all. He's some kind of hardcore crazy person.
Yeah, well, the cup is here. I poured it into here.
Yeah, so what's left in there is... Right, right. Yeah.
Okay, you're totally right. So drink the rest of that. Let's pound it. Go, go, go. Go, Daryl. That's what they do at parties,
go,
right?
Daryl. Go, Daryl. Go, Daryl.
I freaking hate that. Go, do you know how much I hate that?
You're making me laugh, so I can't.
Of all things that are said anywhere, I think the go and then the person's name repeatedly in that tone is my least favorite thing in the world.
That is really irritating.
I hate it. I remember I went to a party when I worked for this company, and this guy was dancing. He was drunk as a skunk and was dancing, and this other guy was on the side going, go, Daryl. It wasn't Daryl, but he was going, go, Daryl. Go, Daryl. It's your birthday. That whole thing. I wanted to strangle everybody in the room. Yeah. I freaking hated it.
I'm with you.
Ugh. All right, Daryl, you're done. You know what?
Almost.
All right.
Done. There we go.
Don't leak that on something. All right. So how do you feel is the important bit.
Like I've had my fluids for the day.
All right. Well, you haven't hurled. We'll give you a couple minutes to make sure you don't. Here's the thing. I think that you've done well, but some would argue that we didn't follow the rules exactly as they should.
Oh, yes. Everybody's going to complain.
So here's what we should do. Here's how you make up for it. Next Thursday.
I don't like the sound of this already.
We get the cinnamon challenge going.
The cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, where you have to eat a tablespoon of cinnamon and hork it down without any water or anything else. You just have to eat it. And we see how you hold up there. Because, again, these are all internet, you know, everyone's freaking out. Oh, the cinnamon challenge, whatever. Mm-hmm. You should try that and see how it goes. Since you've proven yourself a relative tough guy here, I think you ought to try it again with something else. Move up
the
ladder.
How about the milk gallon challenge
thing? Oh, man. How do you think you do with the milk one?
No, not a gallon. That'd
kill you. Because that has specific rules. That's 1/2 hour, 1 gallon of milk. And it has to be, it can't be skim. It has to be like 2% or better or thicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Yeah. But I think, just think, a spoonful of cinnamon, what's the problem? You got that?
People in the tadpole saying, no cinnamon can be dangerous if the powder gets in the lungs. Very bad.
It's
blood,
true. So you just got to make sure not to get it in your lungs. Can you do that? Can you just make sure it doesn't go in there?
Is that super spicy?
No.
Yes.
Pure cinnamon?
Well, yes. Is it? I don't know.
Well, it's an inhalation thing. Like, it's very hard not to inhale it a little bit as you're consuming it.
Because my understanding,
you cough and you create this cloud.
Yeah, you make a cloud. And my understanding is it's just that it's like, okay, I got one for you. Forget about the cinnamon one. Fine. Let the tadpole be all PC and afraid of a little cinnamon. Let's do this instead. The cracker challenge. Have you heard of this one?
Oh, yeah. This is good.
Yeah.
For white guys only?
No. But you qualify, even if it was. All right. Cracker challenge. I'm going to read the rules. Here we go. Saltine cracker challenge.
30 seconds? Is that
these are, well, it's a saltine. So here it is. Saltine cracker challenge. Simply the saltine challenge for food challenge or competition in which the person has 60 seconds in which to eat 6 saltines without drinking anything and all crumbs must be eaten. I tried this. Could not do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it either.
And it didn't hurt me, and there was no problem with it, and it was all fine. I just couldn't pull it off.
6 saltines, 60 seconds.
I mean, you got to consume them, swallow them, open your mouth, show us that they're gone. Much to our chagrin that we'd have to look at that. We'd have to look down your maw. But yeah, if you can pull that off somehow in 60 seconds, we'll make it worth your time. You want to try that?
I guess.
All right. That sounds like a commitment to me.
Okay.
That's a commitment. We're sticking to you. Now you got to stick to it.
We fail, but I'll try.
All right. Well, we'll see what we can do. Daryl, good job. You haven't puked. If you do, let us know on Twitter. Bye. All right. That's it.
There you go.
We're done with that. We got a couple more questions, though.
All right. Yeah. Bring it.
Would you consider adding a woman as third full-time host to TMS? Asks See Me Denial.
Would we consider it?
I didn't choose Brian specifically because he was a man, and he didn't say yes because I was a dude.
Right.
I just don't know if the show needs a third chair person. Dynamic. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Because we already kind of go long as it is. I think we'd have a hard time with that. I would like to, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I'm all for more of the female voice across all kinds
of
stuff.
And if I had to miss a show,
sure.
You'd have no problem pulling Nicole or Veronica. And if they said, hey, I'll do a whole show with you.
Yeah, of course.
You'd have no problem with that at all.
Yeah, no, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a third chair. I wouldn't even want a third dude chair right now. Forget about the you know, whether it's a woman question or not. All right, next one. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Merrick Prime says, which Star Wars lightsaber would you like to own and why would you pick that one? This is an easy one for me.
Oh.
Easy. And I hate the character who owns it. Try to guess which one it is.
Oh, well, then it's going to be Darth Maul, right?
Nope.
I hate the double edge.
Nope, don't like that.
It does seem like a logistical nightmare, doesn't it?
It does. And if you just, my thigh, what have I done?
Now, the one that's cool, though, is the one that, it's a character from Clone Wars where they separate, where you've got two lightsabers, but they connect at the bottom.
Well, didn't his do that in, I think Maul didn't he?
Oh, I think they did, yeah, because he did.
The beginning? I think they all did. Yeah. I think they just have two and they bought something on eBay that lets you connect the two or something.
Yeah, I do kind of like Mace Windu's purple.
His is all right.
Yeah.
For me, it's since I know it's not going to do any actual saber part, I want what's his name? Saruman.
Dooku? Count Dooku. Dooku.
His little bent, Dookie? He has that little bent one. It's got a little bend in it. I love that one.
It looks like a, all right.
But his character sucks. I don't like his character at all, but I love his lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's possible to like the saber and not the man. I like the actor.
Do you have one of those, like those, what is it called? The real effects?
I do.
Lightsabers? Yeah.
Right over there somewhere.
I do too. I think the color
creeps it up or creeps up as it goes and it makes sounds as you move.
It makes the sounds, right.
It's really cool. I've had that for a while. Okay. How about this one? This is another J. Martin. Which one skill do you wish you had or was better at and why?
Which one skill do I have but I wish I was better at?
No, which one do you wish you had or were better at? So it can be one you already have but wish you were better at.
I still want to learn how to play the guitar. I wish I was better at that. I wish I had more. Actually, no, you know what? You know what would allow me to play the guitar better? Mm. If I was better at organizing and managing my time.
Oh, because then you could donate some time to that. Yeah,
exactly. Then whatever it is, whether it's learning to play the guitar, whether it's learning CSS better, you know, all these other things that I want to do, I'd be able to do if I could just manage time better.
There's a reason you and I get along so well on this show. We have the exact same problem. For me, it would be I would love to learn the guitar. I would love that and be just really proficient at it. Mm-hmm. The other would be... well, it's a different kind of question, so I'm not going to answer it that way. I'll say it this way. I wish I could program like really well and fast. I wish I was a really agile programmer. I would love that. I could make some amazing... I could make a video game. I want to make a game is what I'm getting at.
That'd be cool. That'd be very cool. I know we talked about one that that we still would love to do. The comic book Diner Dash game.
Don't tell anybody. It's still a good idea.
Sorry.
Everyone go away.
We've talked about it on the show.
Oh, have we before? All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Nobody go make that game. We'll sue you into oblivion.
That's right.
How about this one? What is your favorite ice cream flavor? Asks 1013. What is his
1013?
Name?
1013?
Doesn't roll off the tongue as easy.
Favorite ice cream flavor. I used to love daiquiri ice. The Baskin-Robbins daiquiri ice.
I did too. I also liked it because it was such an oddball. It was like nothing else there.
It was. Yeah, it really was. Yeah. I mean, if I'm walking into an ice cream shop and I get to pick one flavor and they've got everything, I think Jamocha Almond Fudge.
Mm. That's really good.
That is a really good one.
For me, I mean, if I'm really going crazy, it's the most chocolatey chocolate you have. Like, I just am a sucker for just the straight up. I used to have this thing at this ice cream shop we'd get was called Death by Chocolate. And it was this big bowl with chocolate ice cream in it, covered in chocolate syrup with Whoppers on it.
Chocolate chips with what on it?
Whoppers and chocolate chips, actually, now that you mention it. And it was so freaking good.
Oh, man.
I don't eat like that anymore, but I used to.
Diabetic shock. Just I know. Describe that thing.
Well, I was in my 20s. I could do it.
Sure. Could do it.
Who cared? Who cared then? Yeah. Good question, though. Let's see. It sounds boring, just like chocolate, but I just love it.
Yeah.
Okay. How
There's
about this?
Reason. There's a reason. It's probably the most popular flavor.
You have an opportunity with this. Okay. When I read this one, okay? I just want to see if you'll see the opportunity.
Okay. All right.
Cranky Nimitz wrote, Desert Island, you bring 50 books. Nothing yet? Okay.
Got 50 books.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Nailed it.
I was waiting to see if there was more.
Got 50 books.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You win.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. I lose. All right. Jeez. He says, 50, so you bring 50 books. You have to pick either your 50 favorite that you've read or 50 randoms you've never read. Now, knowing that you're going to be stuck there the rest of your existence, which do you take? 50 you know you love, 50 you've never read before and may love.
So 50 random. So like these could be randomly chosen.
Yeah. Could be 50 Shades of Grey and the killer, the whale one, the white whale one.
Moby Dick. Moby Dick. But it could also be, like a repair manual for something, or I mean, you know,
no, that's
could
a good point. He didn't stipulate. So you're right.
Learn.
I think 50 favorite books, dude. Because think how long it takes you to read
50 favorite books. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it takes you so long. You're going to want to get back to the ones you haven't read for 50 books ago. So it's not, I do this all the time with comics. It's like, well, I've read, I don't know, Kingdom Come for the fifth time. I guess I'll never need to read that again. But then, sure enough, 2 years later, read a little Kingdom Come again.
Yeah.
So Kingdom Come Again should be the sequel.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, random is just, there's just too much to chance that you might end up with. Great. Now I've got three random books that I turned out to really enjoy and 47 that I absolutely never want to pick up and read again because they were so god awful.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you could get a Fabio romance novel in that stack, right?
Yeah, totally you could. Oh. And that would suck.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would suck.
Or chicken soup for the nun's soul.
Yes,
or something.
And now Eat, Pray, Love and all this stuff that women like. You know what it'll be? It'll be all that Kindle garbage that's out now for 99
chick-lit.
Cents.
It'll be all chick-lit.
Chick-lit. Probably get in trouble for saying that now. No, you mean literature?
That's an accepted term.
Literature that appeals to women, okay? It exists. Look, ask Veronica, Felicia, and those other girls why they started a vaginal fantasy thing. It's because it's a lady deal. There's a reason there aren't dudes on that show. All right.
Right.
Or penises, I'm sorry. One last one. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
Hey, Coverville, tried Tiny Tower Vegas yet?
I have not. I'm trying to resist.
And it's almost like you resist it.
I know. Believe me. Because, I mean, it's almost like they're just, you know, they've just got a line into my house, right? It's like, all right, well, we got him hooked on Tiny Tower. How do we get him back? I know. Star Wars. We'll do Tiny Tower Star Wars. Okay. All right. Oh, he's finally broke free of Star Wars? All right. What's the next one? Oh, I know. Tiny Tower Vegas. Make sure you keep Tiny Tower Rock and Roll Fantasy on deck because get started with the developers there. Tiny Tower Marvel Superheroes waiting in the wings.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah, I have it downloaded, but I've not launched it.
I launched it and I immediately went, Tiny Tower, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't get into it. I wanted to just to see, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah. So, apparently it's got like video poker and stuff like that.
It's got mini games and stuff. Yeah. They've tried to shake it up. And these people that you let in, they're so great. They're like just the most stereotyped little Vegas people.
Really?
Like terribly dressed.
Old people. Slowly down the strip and take up the space of five normal people.
Yes. And then young, kind of not as hot as they think they are, wearing skimpy dress people. And dude who just looks like the worst lizardy, you know, chain smoking loser guy ever.
Are there guys sitting out the front of the of my tiny tower handing out cards? Yeah, exactly.
Not that I'm aware of. That part I don't know. And there's no nudity, as best I can tell. So it's not true Vegas at all.
Not Vegas.
Yeah, not the Vegas
Reno.
You know.
Reno. Might as well call it Tiny Tower Reno.
This is all true. Speaking of apps, I just want to make a recommendation. Nitromes, that's the developer. They make a game called Icebreaker, A Viking's Voyage. This game is usually, I want to say, $4. It is free today. It's on Apple's App of the Week, and it's free. I don't know if it's free all week, but it's free right now. It's this physics puzzler, and it's extremely well done.
Ooh, I love physics puzzlers.
It's extremely well done. It's called Icebreaker, A Viking's Voyage. It's challenging, hilarious, well-made, graphically cool. It's a great game. Really well done.
Right there.
Totally worth getting it. It's free.
You had me at free, Scott Johnson.
Free is good.
Actually, you had me at physics puzzler.
Good.
I'm all over those.
Well, you had me at Chiclet, which sounds like a chiclet.
It sounds like little candies, yeah, little candies. Gum.
Gums, yeah. Little gums. Yeah, that's what they are. Uh-huh. My mom used to give me, you know what she used to call those? She used to call those, stomach gum, she said. And when I was little, if you had a stomach ache, my mom would give you a chiclet. It would be mint-flavored chiclet, and she called it stomach gum, and she claimed it would make you feel better. I don't know if it ever
placebo,
did.
Placebo, probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, placebo gum is what she should have called it. Pea gum. That's it. Send your questions in on Twitter. Just use the hashtag TMS questions. You can do it all week. You don't have to do it just on Thursdays, and we'll read any of them here on the show. We always enjoy them. Thank you guys for participating. Love that's
it. So fun.
It. We're done. Again, this episode brought to you by our TMS patrons. And all you got to do is go to patreon.com/TMS to become one of them. There are great rewards for doing so and great new stuff to unlock down the road, which we're looking forward to with great zeal. If that's the word to you, zeal.
Yeah, listen to you.
Speaking of apps, let me recommend a comic reader for people who are getting the new Comixology app or Comixology PDFs that are free or not free, but DRM free. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like, what if I don't like that app, but I really want to get DRM free comics? You can totally still get the comics, but if you want a better reader or a reader I really like, is an app called Comic Zeal.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. They've improved the hell out of it over the years. It's really good.
Yeah, any CBR file it can open, which is CBRs, really, really nice.
CBRs, JPEGs, PDFs, whatever format you got, CBZs, they all work. They're great. They're really good. I love it. I use that preferentially. If I can go buy a comic somewhere, like Image does all this, all their comics this way. So if I want to go get an Image comic, I pay for a whole series or whatever. They're DRM free. I can download them and read them on anything I want, and it runs just great in there. So I don't know if that's on Android, but I know it's on iOS. Big thanks to everybody for joining us. Thank you, everyone. And Daryl, thanks for being a sport, dude. That was totally fun.
Totally. And if you have a recommended challenge for Daryl.
I don't have a problem with this becoming a semi-regular thing.
I think it'd like be it, actually.
Yeah, yeah, I think it'd be fun. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. On Twitter, you can find me at Scott Johnson, Brian at Coverville, and the show at Morning Stream. Let's go. You got music?
All right. Well, really quickly, I want to say that Gnomewise is going to be at Dragon Con this weekend. And if you want to feel like you're at Dragon Con with him, then you want to listen to the Alpha Geek radio stream. That is AGR. What is it? It's
AlphaGeekRadio.com.
Oh, it's AlphaGeekRadio.com. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. And if just imagine you're in here.
Imagine
you're at Dragon Con. That's how you do it with AlphaGeekRadio.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
So also put
up a new, I put up a new boop today, and it bears mentioning because not only was it a fine episode, but it also is running on, it's running as part of the repeat schedule on Alpha Geek as well. So there's so much extra Coverville stuff up there. TMS gets rotated. AGR is awesome. People should use it. And so, check them out this weekend for Dragon Con, which starts tomorrow, right? Tomorrow?
It does start tomorrow.
I mean, everyone arrives today and then they're
actually, everybody's probably already there and they're probably hanging out down at, down at Trader Vic's, and they're having Polynesian food, and
we'll
and
see them all in November. It'll
drinks
be
with
fine.
Umbrellas in them, and
we'll be at BlizzCon. All hey, that's it'll be true. Fine.
Okay,
and all at least there there'll be weather we like.
This is true. This is true.
Keep that in mind. All right. Now music.
Now music, and this one is going out to Jeffrey Anderson. It's my 34th birthday on the 29th, and I'll be 34 years old. Wow, so this is your golden birthday. I've loved Garbage ever since version 2.0, and I can't wait for the new album that they're working on. Love the show, though, Jeff. He requested Butterfly Collector by Garbage, if I finally got it after Musically Challenged from Coverville 546, and I do have that. I want to say that Iceworm probably wouldn't let me live it down if I didn't have this.
Yeah.
But it came from a Jam tribute album called Fire and Skill, Songs of the Jam. And you know, Scott, on there's probably a cover of The Bitterest Pill. Just saying.
Wait, that's the wrong one.
No, that's the right one. Hold on. Jagged Little Pill.
Oh, Jagged Little Pill.
Oh.
Damn it. I still don't know the difference. Who died, Richard or David Attenborough? Someone help me. Siskel or Ebert? Who passed? You know, see, this is my problem. Well, I get them mixed up. Yeah, they're both
gone
now.
Gene passed first.
I just remember there was some Jewish comic on Letterman one night that said, I don't know if, what did he say? Gene Siskel or Roger Ebert? I don't know which one's which. I don't know which one's worse, he used to say. That was before they died, though.
Shecky Green, maybe?
Maybe. Or who's the guy that's Krusty's dad on The Simpsons? Old time comic. He's hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know who I mean.
I do know who you mean. I can't remember his name.
Jackie. Yes,
Jackie Mason.
Jackie Mason. That's
exactly right. Well done.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. Sorry. Continue.
By the way, Daryl, a new update from Daryl. He says, I really want to pee.
Well, he can pee.
Yeah, that's not part of the challenge.
Yeah,
Daryl.
No, you're supposed to pee. I'm impressed that he did it as quickly as he did it. And I know it's not quite like the challenge, but I'm still kind of impressed that he did what he did.
Right.
So good job, Daryl.
All right. So this is Garbage, the Butterfly Collector, a cover of the song by The Jam. And it's from the album Fire and Skill, The Songs of The Jam. Here's Garbage. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend, everybody. Stay out of trouble. Where the hell is it? There it is. We'll see you guys Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So you finally got what you wanted. You achieved your aim by making the walking name. When you just can't get any higher, you use your senses to suss out the sweet climate. And the small thing that you've acquired has brought you into your status, but to me you're still a collector. You're much more. You're a different kind, 'cause you want their mind. And you just don't care, 'cause you've got no brain. It's just a face and a pillowcase that throws you. Looking much older, and your fashion sense is second rate, like your perfume. But to you, in your own little doom world, you're still the queen of the butterfly collectors. You carry on, 'cause it's all you know. So you get from day to day by filling your head, but you surely must know the thread between your legs has worn off. And I don't care about morals, 'cause the world's insane and we're all to blame. The butterfly collectors. The stars and whores, but you're much more. You're a different kind, 'cause you're on their minds. And you just don't care, 'cause you've got no brains. It's just a face and a pillowcase that throws you.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Huh?